in the same class, group one, ended with a very bizarre example. I said, knowledge. Let me tell you about knowledge. A piece of knowledge that to you is worth it, everything to us is worthless. Do you remember? Knowing that you will be killed by this person, you see? Even that knowledge is irrelevant. I'm living my life. Do you remember the story?
Go back, yes.
Exactly, go back and read it. Anyhow, he finished that book and said, enough, because too much knowledge here, and you think that this is a theory. Go and do something about it. 2 years later, he has started this book to talk about this wisdom. First part of it, we passed. This first part, he talked about a lot of stuff. He started with the way of thinking. The hunter bird in me. The falcon. And he talked about imagination. And he said, this imagination is the pillar of this wisdom. Is there anyone who doesn't know what this imagination is? Because it is the base of this wisdom. This imagination is the face, imagination of the face of beloved. To write it on the stove, and that's the basic here. Why so? What was that? What that meant to you? The image of the beloved. What did it give to you?
Mirror.
A mirror. The image of beloved is a mirror. I mean, when I say, I went to this trip, and in this very special place, we found the image of beloved. Do you see, we found the mirror? Because this is the pillar, do you remember? Is it the image of beloved is like Abraham Khalil. It's the creator of idol and idol breaker, both. And he brought in an argument that I advise you to read it again and again and again, more than 100 times. And look at it, because it's very carefully structured. Is a sort of compact philosophy, strangely put it together. Who remembers that one? I'm talking about second half of the first paragraph of this book. Recently, how many times I have started from the beginning? I go even further, I start from the non-poetic version. Do you remember what was that?
Looking for love.
The image.
That's why you're...
True kind of image of me. That's the imagination of beloved. I said, there are two images of me. One is drawn by logic, by a scientifically, let's say, thought. A scientist, a realistic fellow, a very knowledgeable fellow will be a picture of me. What is it? Don't you remember? If I'm a very logical person, I look at you and you look like monkey. you are monkey. This is the picture of Darwinism, isn't it? You, we are the monkeys. That's the real picture of me. Then there is another picture of me, which is not really a picture of me. It's a picture of my beloved. And guess what? When I said beloved, what did you imagine? Beautiful! Beloved is beautiful, no matter what. That's the meaning of beloved. So I have a picture of my beloved, which is beautiful. I have told you this so many times that I think none of you could forget. Honestly, up to now, all the human beings walked on the earth altogether, they know nothing about Creator. Zilch, knowledge is zero. We don't know. We just know that He is beautiful. Period. How do we know it? In the same way we know that a sunset is beautiful. Beauty doesn't need a proof and a how and blah blah blah. Beauty is there. In my eyes, it's beautiful. Do you remember the story? Book one, Layli. Caliph said, oh, look at you, you're not that pretty. He said, but you're not Majnun. Because you're aqil. You're logical. You should be crazy. Because that's the state of love. That's the vision to us, right? So we know He's beautiful. And guess what? He's calling me. Therefore, I could be beautiful. I could be beautified. This is my second picture. Which one do you choose? Huh? We choose the second one. I don't believe that we are monkeys. I know even the starting point of the division. Do you remember the crack between us and the animal? There is a division, sharp division. I insist that each of you should really clearly understand and believe in it. If not, you're wasting your time in my class. That's how I strongly believe in that. There is a gap between a human being and animals. Something that for millennia animals were here and that stuff was not here. But humanity, it's there. It's here. What is it? Do you remember?
Responsibility.
Responsibility! Animals are not responsible. Are they? No. These plants that they have thorns. Should we blame them? They're responsible? I was scratching my finger, I wanted to pick up the rose. We are the beginning of our story is Rabbana innana zalamna anfusana. That's the first thing out of the mouth of Adam and Eve after having the apple. After becoming knowledgeable, they understand that we are responsible. And the way they present it at the same time present us with the second aspect of this responsibility, which is you talk differently to beloved. You never blame a beloved. When it comes to blame, you blame yourself. That made a story of Rumi about it, remember? So it starts with all of that. That's the image. He's calling me. Therefore, there is a potential in me, potentiality of beautification. Let's do it. How? Yes, sir. So first of all, throw away all those things that you see in the sky, the moons you see, it's your eyebrow. Second, start the show off of your intelligence. Intelligence is good in its place, but there are places that intelligence plays no role. Because intelligence is always asking for something. And here, you're not supposed to ask for something. You should be ready to give up a lot to join, to be freed. If you see the Jesus, you should ask to be revived. Then, look at you. Where are the sources of your emotion? Fashion. If everybody is singing a song, you will join in. You will do it even more passionately. Your ass is going away. They have sold your car. But you're happier than everyone because look at you. You want to be accepted. By whom? There are people exactly like you. What's good in that? Isn't it better to prepare yourself to be accepted by the best of the best? No, that needs improvement, yes, I know. But you could work in it. And this work needs a lot. But it begins with you coming out of yourself. Let me tell you a secret about enlightenment. What is enlightenment, really? It means someone who has no light, is a thing, an object, suddenly becomes enlightened. Is this what it is? You tell me, what is enlightenment? Is it a good question or not? First of all, excuse me, maybe I'm asking an invalid question. Is this a good question to ask somebody who is joining these classes, who is starting to understand this? What is this enlightenment? Tell me about it.
It's learning to see with the inner senses, with new eyes and new ears, through the 100,000 veils of...
Now be honest and tell me, what is he feeling now? What's the feeling of this 6-year-old boy listening to that explanation? Honest.
He's probably closer than I am.
I doubt it. Anyhow. Not too complicated, but I was sure that no matter what you say, you will not be exactly there. That's why you're sitting here, right? So no problem that you don't know it, but you should know that you don't know it. If not, you will listen to this, and this looks good, because first of all, it's made by a master. This, if you don't even understand it, looks good. I remember I was a child listening to these stories and it was good, right? And you could mix it with the goodness in you and be happy with it. And there's nothing wrong with that. But that's not what we are trying to do here, right? We're trying to get it, really. So, I repeat my question now to that gentleman. How about you? What is enlightenment?
My sense of union, seeing there's no doubt. Something that I'm not
Look at him. Talk to him. There is a 6-year-old boy standing there